TED Audio Collective.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Canva.
You're growing a business, and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
A quick new idea daily from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. Kayla Leah Rich is trying to connect, educate, and restore dignity to women and girls around the world. And she's doing it by breaking the silence and stigma around menstruation. Kayla Leah is a coach, speaker, and the director of Days for Girls, an organization that provides reusable feminine hygiene kits to women and girls in developing countries around the world. Today, she shares her perspective on helping women take charge of their health.
Now, perhaps in the past, this maybe wasn't a very comfortable topic for you. But at the very least, you all came from a mother, right? Chances are you love someone who menstruates. After my first period, I just took a cue from everyone around me and just kept it to myself. All the symptoms and the questions, even though half the population was likely experiencing the very same thing, I just went with the flow. Of course, I'd heard the occasional sitcom references to her time of the month or PMS. There was a more crass version at school and on the bus of she's on the rag or don't be a rag. And we've all heard euphemisms, have we not? Aunt Flo's in town. The Crimson Tide. The painters are in. I don't really mind these euphemisms. But they did very little to educate or to normalize such a prevalent process for me. And for 25 years, I hid all evidence of my period like it was a crime scene. But that changed for me when I took my first trip to Haiti. In Haiti, I worked in mobile medical clinics. I learned that the women of Haiti have little access to feminine supplies, that they would use cut-up rags or a maxi pad for several days, and this was what was contributing to their infections. You know, it had never occurred to me before what other women were doing for their periods. You know, we were all just so busy keeping this to ourselves that nobody was really talking about it. Nobody was talking about the fact that there are women who don't have access to feminine supplies. It had never occurred to me. And then, as if to add an exclamation point to the epiphany I was having in Haiti, I had an unexpected period. And I would have been fine had I packed those ever-essential items that every woman traveler should pack. But I didn't. And I was able to experience the panic of not being able to find supplies and the shame of not being able to take care of my own body and humiliation when I bled through on my clothing. and relief finally when I was in an airport where I could buy supplies. I experienced what hundreds of millions of women on our planet experience every month. Month after month, decade after decade, an average of 3,500 days in a woman's lifetime. I came back very different, and I immediately started working in a nonprofit that makes reusable feminine hygiene kits for women and girls in developing countries. I learned that women will resourcefully resort to using items like bits of their mattress pad. And some girls who don't have anything will sit on a cardboard mat and wait out what they call their week of shame. Did you know that there are places on this planet that place limitations on where a woman can go and what she can do when she's on her period? There are some women and girls who know the power of work and education to turn around cycles of poverty. And they get forced into exchanging sexual favors for a maxi pad. These are the facts that I learned and I share in my community as I try to rally support for this cause. And the response without fail is almost identical to my own, which was, it never occurred to me what other women were doing for their period. And then as if talking about other women's periods almost opened the floodgates and give permission for the women in my community to talk about their own. My favorite thing to do at sewing events is to walk by a table of women and listen to them talk about their first periods, or the things they just didn't know, embarrassing moments. It was through these communications that I learned that the ability to openly talk about menstruation and have access to supplies isn't just something that was happening over there, you know, Uganda, Guatemala, or Haiti, but here, our country, our state, our city, you know, right outside these doors, there are women in our community who struggle to find access to feminine supplies. Our homeless population are particularly susceptible to infections and having to go without. But our refugee centers, the food banks, our crisis centers, they all need feminine supplies. Even some local middle schools, the nurse will pass out supplies faster than her own pocketbook can keep up with. Food stamps doesn't pay for tampons. And as a community, we gather support around those that are struggling and try to provide some basic needs, like food and water and shelter. But feminine supplies are the silent necessity. There is a cost to the shame and silence in which we surround menstruation. It is individual, it is local, and it is global. There is a global effort taking place to end the stigma behind the period, and it takes on many different forms. It looks like a woman from England who ran a marathon while freely bleeding without any products. Or an American artist who designs pictures using her captured menstrual blood. I think they're beautiful. Now, to some, these things might seem like extremes, but I want to remind you that on the other end of that pendulum is the woman who walks to her village freely bleeding without products, not out of choice, but out of necessity. Regardless of what has been passed to us, we have an obligation to the women and girls around the world and for the generations that follow us to set a new tone around menstruation, to change it from shame and silence to acceptance and education. You can ask questions like, what would you want me to know about menstruation? Should there be a luxury tax on feminine supplies? Who needs feminine supplies and who should provide those? We need to start talking about menstruation and asking questions about the period. This whole planet was peopled by periods. And there is no shame in that.
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded in Boise, Idaho. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Boise. Want to listen to more TEDx talks? Explore the entire archive on the TEDx YouTube channel. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening, and see you tomorrow.